Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Nehemiah Perek Yud, the 10th chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Our Perek consists of 40 psukim, and it is about the Amanah, the agreement or the pledge which is made by the children of Israel. Remember, at this point in time, they've been incredibly inspired by the reading of Ezra on the day of Rosh Hashanah. That was the beginning of Tishrei. And then there was after they celebrated Rosh Hashanah, and we know about Sukkos. We hear about on the 24th of Tishrei, they come back, they fast, and they make this long public declaration through the Levim, who and the leaders, who essentially say that, Hashem, you've been good to us, and we've not been so good to you. Following that, we now have our Perek. Our Perek is where Tachlis, where bottom line, a decision is made to make a commitment, and here is how it is formulated. The first two psukim are crucial to sort of setting it up. We're told, uvechol zois, despite everything we just said, that we have not lived up to our mandate, korasim amano, we are going to make a pledge to you, v'korasim alechosum, sarenu, levienu, v'koanenu. We're going to sign it, our leaders, our Levites, and our priests. V'alachasumim, Nehemiah hatirshasa, ben mechachalia, v'tzirkia. And signed over here are going to be Nehemiah, that's the leader, and Tzidkiah is obviously his second in command. And then there's a long list of people. So we have from Psukim Gimel to Tes, we have a list of the Kohanim. From the list from Psukim Yud to Yudalad, we have a list of the Levim. And from Psukim Tesvov to Chof Ches, we have a list of the Levim. So we have a long list of these people. A few questions before we get into actually what's written on this document, on this amana, this pledge. First of all, is that when did this happen? So the most basic way of reading this is a direct continuation of the last perek, meaning after this entire description of our inadequateness with living up to our divine mandate, this is what we are going to do. There are some historians who put this a little bit later for various reasons, but the vast majority put it right after Perek, Perek Tes. Also another few things to think about over here is the order. So it seems that in the first pasuk it sets it up as Sarenu, our leaders, Levienu v'Kohanenu, and our Levites and our priests. But when actually getting down to the order, it actually goes priests, Levites, leaders. So it reverses the order. Why is that? The Malim points out that there were two versions of this amana, this pledge made. One was public and one was private. The public one was displayed for everyone, and that was where the Kohanim went first. The private one is rolled up and kept in a safe place. But when you have a rolled up document, the first thing you unroll is the bottom. So they would have the Kohanim signing at the bottom, so they would be encountered first upon looking at the document. That explains why there is a difference in order. You will also notice that if you count up the number of names on this document, there are 84, including Nehemiah. The way the Malbim explains this is that this is the 70 leaders of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the great Sanhedrin, and 13 appointees, additional appointees. If you actually look at the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam describes the basic protocols and the basic structure of leadership in the Beis HaMikdash. He talks about, in addition to the Kohen Gadol, who is not signed on this document, we have a Sagan Kohen, who is the deputy. We have the two Katikolin, which is a Greek word for general officers, 7 Amrachlim, which is probably they were in charge of the different 7 different keys of access to the Mikdash, and 3 Gizborim. Gizborim were in charge of the financial day-to-day of the Beis HaMikdash. That leads us to 13. So the Malbim suggests is this is the Sanhedrin HaGadol plus the 13, we'll call it upper leadership roles in the Beis HaMikdash, who are coming together. It would also seem important to understand that at this point in time, this is perhaps one of the earliest formulations we have of the body which we call Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, the leadership group who took the form of the role of leadership. We do not have a king, but they this includes the political and the spiritual leaders who now are signing this document and are going to act as the leadership of this of the nation of Israel in this particular era. Who signed on it? So it's interesting that in addition to these 84 names which are signed, it is interesting to note that we have two versions of the way it's described. So in Pasuk Aleph it says Al Hechosum on the signature, and in Pasuk Bez it says Al Hachasumim on those who are signed. The Midrash Rabbah in Rus, in the fourth parak, picks up on this detail and quotes Rabbi Brechia, the name of Rabbi Kritzpah, who says that in fact this is an indication that they left this document overnight in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, in the courtyard, and in the morning they found it chasum, it was signed, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, ratified this document. It was a bilateral commitment. They were making a commitment to Hashem, and Hashem, so to speak, returned the favor and was and magically a signature appeared at the bottom, which relates to this. There should also be a way of thinking about that Rav Schwab points out that, as opposed to many other nations who sign a declaration of independence, this almost is a declaration of dependence, meaning this is subservience to God, which is why this is so significant. What is actually in this document? So we hear about it from Sukkim Lamed, this Lede Choftes to Lamed, that it's not just these 84 leaders, but also all the other Kohanim Levim, all the Nesinim, anybody from the nation of Israel has already separated themselves from their non-Jewish partners and who are supportive of this document, also enter into this Shavua, which is expressed in the document. You can imagine it today as sort of a proclamation from all the spiritual, political, Jewish leaders being signed together to set the tone for the nations. Were there people who didn't listen? Probably there were a few, but the vast majority would fall in line because of this strong expression of leadership. So what's actually written in it? If you look through Psukim Lamed Aleph to Mem, there's an actual description of what they are going to accept to do. There's a lot of interesting things in this list. They're not going to intermarry. They're not going to do business on Shabbos. There's going to be no collecting of debts after Shemitah. There's going to be a contribution of a third of a shekel of taxes to the Mikdash for the regular meal korbanos. This is in addition to the half a shekel annual contribution to the Mikdash. There's another third which is being added on as well. The accepting of a lottery for contribution to the wood of the Mikdash on behalf of the nation of Israel. Remember that the Ma'aracha, the pyre, which was burnt on the Mizbech, required a huge amount of fuel. And so they set up a lottery of what's called Kurban Ha'etzem, bringing the wood at fixed times in the year. If you take a look at the fourth perek of Meseches Tanis in the Mishnayos, you'll see that there were 9 times in the year which they fixed, and they had specific representatives who were in charge of those days, the 1st of Nisan, the 20th of Tammuz. There's a whole description of when these days were, that people would bring in the necessary wood, that the Ma'aracha, that the pyre on the Mizbech, would be sustained. More on this list as well, there's an acceptance for people to bring their bikurim, to bring their pidyon haben of their children, bechoros of their flocks and their cattle, truma, chala, maaser, trumas maaser, maaser is what is the tenth given to the Levium. The truma is a 2 in 50, which is essentially to the Kohen, trumas maaser, what the Levium give back to the Kohanim from their maaser. And also a notion that all the divisions of the Matnas Kohen will be done in the Lishka, in the base of Mikdash, right? In the place where the Mikdash is itself. And this is to avoid an episode which we'll see happening later on in Perek Yud Gimel. The general framework seems to be that these are, as the Ralbag points out, failings which Nehemiah is noticing in society, which is why some of the things on this list are mid-oraisa, are biblical laws, and some of them are rabbinic laws. But these are all things that he sees in society which are lax, and therefore he puts into this list to help rectify and fix society. This is the spiritual leadership of the community saying, these things aren't working, we need to fix this up, please sign and commit to this. You'll notice absent from this list is Avodah Zarah, which, if we were in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, should be the first thing on the list, potentially. The reason is as we saw in Perek Tes, the nation of Israel, through the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, requested the removal of the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah, which is why that is not on the list. That's a significant point. You also notice that a lot of the focus of this seems to be the last line, which is Velo Na'azov es Beis Elokeinu. We should not leave, we should not abandon the house of God, which is why the Mitzvot David points out that most of the things on this list actually relate to, the latter half of the list, relate to what's called Matnois Kahuna, the gifts to those serving in the Beis HaMikdash. And you know, the Bikurim would go to them, and the Trumas would go to them, the Bechoros would go to them. So these are important things to realize, that in order to sustain and have a vibrant spiritual center, you need to have the people who are there, who are being supported to be able to do this and to run a responsible Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, this is another step Nehemiah takes now, after the spiritual reformation of the people, is maintaining, not just building Yerushalayim, not just strengthening the city and setting up guards, but ensuring that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be operational, spiritually the center point and focal point of the nation of Israel. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.